This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 13.5 million U.S. households, that's more than 10% of all households, face food insecurity. And innovation, specifically that in a new category of ag tech, holds tremendous promise to lower that number using technology. It's a bold vision that Agrinovis Senior Director of Innovation, Jeff Zients, is working to realize, and he joins us today. Jeff, welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Hey, thanks, Mitch. Excited to be here.
We are glad you're here. And this idea of using business principles, for-profit technologies to create lasting solutions to combat hunger, bold vision, and I think it's unique to Agrinovis. Jeff, before we dig into your vision for hunger tech, you got to share more about your journey to innovation.
Yeah. So, Mitch, I kind of stumbled into innovation, truthfully. Worked a little bit in the startup world. So I got to work for a company that got to the exit stage, which was super exciting. And then I moved on from that opportunity to another company that struggled in the venture capital space. And from there, I actually found my way to Generator, where I got to run a pre-accelerator program for the entire country, got to help support early stage startups, and that kind of led me to here. And now we get to dive into such meaningful, impactful things like hunger tech and really impacting those who need the help, but also doing it in a way that can help the economy as a whole.
I think this intersection of good and well is such a powerful place to spend, such a powerful area for innovation. You're leading it, Jeff, with the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge, a challenge really built on the premise that a new category of ag tech must emerge to combat hunger. Much like fintech and financial technology or martech for marketing technology, you and I have coined a new category of software we're calling hunger tech. Tell us more about hunger tech and this new category of hunger software that you're focused on driving innovation.
Yeah, so I think the big thing and one of the things that resonated with me about coming to Agrinovis to run these programs is this thought around doing good while also doing well. I think the big thing is there's a lot of opportunity in the marketplace to use business to drive the doing good part of this. And I think ultimately, when you look at this, there's also this opportunity to build sustainable business that impact our vulnerable neighbors. And I think that really is what it comes down to. And so using technology, and especially from the research that we've done that proves that early stage innovation is the thing that can make the difference. It's just so impactful, and it gives us an opportunity.
I know when we first talked, Jeff, this research had just come out, research that we had worked on with Ernst & Young and Purdue University. And buried in that research, like page 87 or something, it highlights that in the future, food security will be driven more by connectivity than proximity, meaning digital will play more of a role than a brick and mortar store. And it just got me thinking, got us thinking about this idea that, man, this isn't a food problem. This is a tech problem. Help us understand this tech problem. Help us understand the hunger tech challenge, how it works, who can apply, and why this is an opportunity for really innovators of all disciplines. You don't have to have ag tech. You don't have to have food tech experience. We need everybody to come along to solve this.
100%. And I think what that gets to is that the technology play, that piece of research that we did that showed that connectivity is going to be this pivot point to impact the food insecure, is something that brings us all together. And it brings people from outside the ag industry, from inside the ag industry, and says, hey, this is a problem that we can tackle. And what I love about it is it's something that's uniquely an advantage for Indiana entrepreneurs to impact, because we are great at technology innovation. And so using that, bringing that kind of thought process to how do we use technology to better access food for our food insecure neighbors? It's something that we even saw in the pandemic. Many of us that are fortunate dove into ordering groceries, getting them delivered, picking them up. That's not something that's accessible to everybody, but through technology, we can impact that for every person that needs to access food. And that's where we can really impact those folks in the long run. So that's where Hunger Tech came from. That's what we want everybody involved in. And if it's something that you're passionate about, it doesn't matter if you're an existing entrepreneur, if you're a student, if you're a company that's already raised venture capital, if this is something that's close to your heart, you're meant for this challenge and you should be part of it.
Well, the other reason, I mean, doing good, solving really meaty problems, challenges that need solved in the world, we're also adding $25,000 for a reason for someone to compete for this. Made possible by our partners, Elevance Health, once again coming alongside us. Elevance, headquartered here in Indiana, focused on health. Help us understand these sponsors. Help us understand this vision that they see of hunger tech really emerging as a new category of ag tech, and why they, folks like Elevance, are so passionate about saying, you know what? We have to do something different. We have to tackle this in a different way. Let's figure out what that looks like.
I think it comes down to our partners like Elevance come alongside in a program like this because it impacts everything that they do as well. You know, if our food insecure neighbors can't get enough to eat, it impacts their health outcomes. It impacts everything that happens and everywhere they interact with Elevance and other healthcare communities, other things like that. And at the end of the day, it's a problem that we should be solving. It isn't a problem that could be solved or that it has to be solved. And I think Elevance has shown that their commitment to that allows us to be able to seed this innovation and really get it running. And so, we can't be more thankful for their support and expertise. And they come alongside with more than the money, by the way. They support in mentoring, talking to the teams, giving feedback, things like that, that really make an impact. But we couldn't do it without them.
Without a doubt. Dr. Shantanu Agrawal has been on the podcast before. We'll drop a link down in the show notes. Go listen to Shantanu. Shantanu is an amazing, bold, visionary leader who really sees this idea of connecting food supply to food demand in a way that, yes, we have to fill bellies, and yes, we have to do it in a way that's durable, that is long lasting, but we need to do it and we need to do it now.
Yeah. And I think the time is now, and you see that across the healthcare system with things like food prescriptions, with other outside of the box type of thinking to help our neighbors. And truthfully, Mitch, you and I have talked about this. This is not going to be one solution. Right. Hunger Tech, the innovation challenge, is one piece of the solution. We think it's a really important piece, but it's only one piece. And so the more we can bring these people together, these institutions together, to think about this from a more holistic viewpoint, the better off those food insecure neighbors are and the better off our communities are.
I love it. And this is a second year for the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge. Share with us a little more. What did you learn in year one and that portfolio of for-profit, not-for-profit, that holistic solution that you just mentioned?
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, we learned that there's a ton of really passionate people that want to impact folks. I think that is one. I think that's the thing that we kind of hang our hat on at the end of the day that really makes an impact. But then two, I think we learned that there are some challenges around doing good and doing well all at the same time. I think there are some unique things to work through when it comes to innovating and really when it comes to thinking about this from a business standpoint. We, Agrinovis, we have designed this challenge to really gear toward how do we create sustainable business that can impact folks, but that's also a tough push and pull because you want to be able to make money to be sustainable, but you also don't want to raise prices on the consumer at the end of the day. And so it's a really unique, exciting thing to work on, but it's something that can be fixed. And with economies of scale and looking at how we can impact the entire country, not just Indiana, it really gets interesting in the long run. But that's something that we learned and we're going to really be doubling down into it. So if you're listening to this and you want to be part of the challenge, know that you're going to be pushed by our team on how does the business case work out? How do we do good and do well all at the same time to really help our neighbors?
I think that doing well piece is so important. As we look at philanthropy, critically important. I mean, amazing organizations here throughout Indiana, across the Midwest, doing a lot of work in food security. But what we see, what you and I have talked so much about, is to enable that recurring ability to serve those in need, you actually have to fund the operation. And funding the operation should come from the profits generated from the operation. And so I think that notion of really using Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge is critical and I think a unique differentiator what we have here.
Yeah. And I think that's really what it comes down to is there's a lot of really important folks in our community that are helping using the philanthropy model, the donation model, the volunteer model. And those things are really important and we don't want to take away from them. But one of the things that we've talked about is that if we can't build sustainable business, then we do actually take away from those opportunities. And so we'd want the donation money and the philanthropy money to continue to go into the gleaners of our communities, the Indie Hunger Networks, those folks that are really making amazing an impact. Leaders. And we need them. And that's a piece of the solution. At the end of the day, we can be in addition to that, which is what is the opportunity to make this the most impactful.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's not an or discussion. It's an and discussion. And there's a whole lot of ands in this one as we solve it. Okay, Jeff, people are fired up. They're ready. They're driving down the road. They're doing something right now. If you're driving, don't do this. Wait till you stop somewhere. How do people figure out, how do they connect with you? How do they sign up to be a part of the challenge? What's next for folks?
Yeah, so really simple. AgriNovasIndiana.com/HungerTech will get you to the homepage for the Hunger Tech Challenge this year. And in there is a Calendly link to connect with me. So if you just want to talk about it, get more information, please, that's my job. I want to talk to you about it. I'm super fired up about this and excited. Talk to me. Two, if you're ready to sign up, there's a sign up link there. Sign up, join us. The challenge will kick off April 10th. It will run 4 weeks and we work with your schedule. So don't be put off. If you're an existing company that has a business to run, we'll work with that schedule. If you're a student and you want to work multiple times a week, I've got you. We will handle your particular situation, but we are going to help you get to the end of this program, have a business idea that is backable, sustainable, fundable, and we're going to go run after the opportunity.
And we'll select a winner. That winner will get $25,000. That's not equity. That's $25,000 truly in cash for you to go take your idea and turn it into action. Jeff, last question for you. You've said this begins April. You've said it's a 4-week accelerator. What can teams expect during those 4 weeks? Beyond talking with you, who else are they going to have access to?
Yeah, so we have a ton of partners, supporters that will help us. First, you have to get into the room and be able to understand the problems that are being faced out there. Ultimately, we can get you experience with folks who are facing food insecurity. We also have fantastic supporters from the Indiana FSSA that will help understand the administration side from the government side. We've got folks that work with the pantry side at Gleaners. We've got venture capitalists. We've got all of these amazing folks that support Hunger Tech that are going to be able to help guide you. And we're going to work toward taking that idea that you may have to solve this and how do you implement it? That's the big thing for us is we want to get to the end of this program. We want to hand you a check for $25,000 and we want to see you go build this business that makes the impact in the long run.
And building that business is part of Indiana's $52 billion ag bioscience economy, driving the ag tech piece of the economy. That is going to happen here, largely because of your leadership, Jeff Zients. He is Senior Director of Innovation at AgriNovas. Jeff, just a delight to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. While there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovasindiana.com. On behalf of the entire AgriNovas team, including Jeff, I'm Mitch Fraser saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of AgriNovas Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovasindiana.com.